WH6DKD to the net, K85CKK. Alright, Jeff, very good. Sorry about your job, coach. That ain't your coach no more. Maybe they'll get things straightened out here in due time. And yeah, I'm noticing the S-meter on mine on the repeater input is even giving me fits here. But the repeater is stronger than it is, but I can see it on the meter here. I don't have an analyzer or anything else to go chasing it around. But anyhow, I can hear some stuff out there. And it's really raising Cain here. All righty, Mr. Harold, W5IFN. Yeah, maybe he's chasing Route 66 folks there, perhaps. Anyhow, it's my turn, and I are here. And I spent, what did I do today? Gee whiz, I wonder. I think I mowed the grass, at least some of it. And it's staying awful wet. The height of it draws and keeps way too much moisture, and it takes a long time for it to come out of there. So anyhow, that's what we were up to today, was good old grass mowing. And leaving big clumps all over the place. And that's about it for me. Miss Lucky's one and done. Chris is, says his 5 watts aren't making it. And he's on the airfield, so he's not doing so good there. Mr. Bobby, an E5Y. Go right ahead, Bobby. What you been up to today?
Dry enough to mow, even though it wasn't dry by any means, or form of the imagination, but it was dry enough to mow, and so I got my mow done tonight, save having to go to it tomorrow. And thankfully got it all done before the other nap, so did that, got that done, had a big old party on Sunday. That was really awesome. Seen a bunch of family and friends, and everybody had a really good time. That's all that matters. And going from there, so save a little bit of road work and all that. Make the driveway nice for everybody. Keep going down that road as opportunity presents itself. But anyway, save doing that. I ain't done a whole bunch of radio stuff, nothing, because there ain't been nothing on 10 meters or 6 anywhere that I've ever heard in the last couple of weeks. So, anyway, that's that. $73 at all. Hope everybody's having a good evening. KZ5, see you then.
Okie doke, DJ. Very good. You were Q5. We could copy all you said, but the noise was right there with you a bunch. So anyhow, okay on the party and getting the dryer grass enough to mow it anyway. A lot of fun. Yeah, let's try Mr. Al, KJ4FUH.
This is KJ4FUH. So, Andy talking. I hope you can hear me. Coming back from Fort Smith today, I saw a convoy of about 60 OG&E trucks heading east. And then about 5 miles later, I saw a convoy of a bunch of white electronic trucks that were going into a truck stop, but don't know where they're from. KJ4FUH.
Okay, Al. Yeah, OG&E was sending about 30 trucks or so off to the East Coast and getting ready for doing a little extra curricular activities, you might say. Anyhow, here was able to copy you, but that's about it. Was right on the edge of things. Thank you for checking in with us, and we'll see you next week. KF5VMJ, Mr. Elliott.
Good evening, everyone. It was a pretty uneventful day here. Not much going on right now. Most of the wife and the kids are already in bed, so I'm sitting here. I've got the soldering iron out, and I'm piddling with some circuits again. So I hope everybody has a good week. Enjoyed the presentation this last weekend. It's pretty interesting. That's about all I've got. Hope everybody has a good week. This is Elliot, KF5VMJ.
Okay, Elliot, very good. That's solid into the repeater, too. Which is awful helpful. It's sure a weak moment, weak thing tonight. I don't know what's going on with that rascal. All righty, Mr. Ken, K8WGE. Let's see if things are a little better now. WA6DKD. Go ahead, Ken. In a while, so I'm sorry about that. They're just not doing so good this evening, but maybe they'll get this thing straightened out or that interference will go away. And Justin was in here and one and done, and so was John, MOT. He's mobiling, heading out of town, he said. And Michael, KB7EOI, how are you doing, Michael? Go ahead.
Well, you almost got it right there. It's Whiskey Bravo 7 Echo Oscar India. And I'm kind of doing okay. Anyhow, the Red Wasp seems to have taken a liking to my tractor, and since I haven't driven a car in about 9 months, I guess. Anyhow, I got a fight with those wasps to get the tractor away from them every time I need to use it. And I have to use it to fix my driveway because just about every time it rains hard or get a lot of rain, washes it out. Make a better recyclist. That's one of the things going on. About every week I take a trip on the tractor around the property and do things with it that need to be done, mainly on stuff like the driveway. And I got another tractor I'm working on, and I'm not very fast at getting stuff done. I'm kind of slow like molasses. And anyhow, I actually got up there and did some work on that, and I was kind of surprised because the red tractor is about the same age as I am, is up there at my shop, and I usually use the other tractor to get up there. And I got on the blue tractor to ride up to the shop, and didn't have to fight the wasp for anything. And I guess it must have been too cold for him, but anyhow, after I worked on the red tractor bit, I went back to get on the blue tractor to ride back down the house, and the thing was swarming with wasps, so I had to fight them off to get my tractor back. Seems like a regular thing there. And I haven't driven an actual automobile now in about 9 months, so I'm pretty much a non-driver. And I guess that's about all the exciting information I got now. So, Danny, I'll turn it back to you. This is WB70OI, over.
Okay, Michael, very good. And sounds like you're having a wonderful time with those red wasps and just giving you fits there. You have to find their nest and spray them or something. So let them have a dose of something. And thank you very much for checking in with us. Glad you could make it here this evening. Let's see here. Keith, I do believe. Kilowatt Zulu 8 Hotel. Keith, you still with us?
Good evening, Denny. WA6DKD and Annette from KZ8H. Yeah, I'm here. Just sort of enjoying the net while I'm doing some work here in the shack. And that reminds me an awful lot of the net that I manage on IRLP, the Worldwide Friendship Net. We do very similar things and what we talk about and everything else. So it's kind of a neat net, and I'm glad to be part of it. I'll be here hopefully every week. I don't see any reason why I shouldn't be. And sad that you're having trouble with the repeater tonight. Too bad it couldn't be had a little bit better ears out of it there, I guess. I hope I'm making it all right. I'm running about 200 watts into the air, so you should, hopefully you're picking me up all right. WA6DKD, KZ8H in the net.
W5NOR, repeater.
Well, that's one way to overcome the stuff. Yes, you're coming in just fine. Takes 200 watts to get in there. Yeah, it's got some problems somewhere getting in there. Anyhow, thank you very much for checking in with us, and perhaps we'll check in the morning or something here. I'll chat with you in the morning or, some other time. Anyhow, thank you again. Now, let's try KA5CHP, David, I believe.
Roger that there, Danny. David here. KA5CHP. Not too many events going on this end. Finally, in a preacher's suggestion, grounded that homebrew Jockey 5 element. Wondered about that repeater, and I'm getting in on the little Balfour 5 wire right now. Thank you.
Well, you're sort of making it. It's a little better than it was a while ago, but anyhow, you're still kind of noisy, but enough to get in there and get her done anyway. Thank you very much, David. Appreciate it. Way up north, Mr. Mike, K5MAF. Mike, you still with us? Perhaps. How about Chad, N5... KLN, Chad? Well, nothing heard there. Do we have any others that would like to check into the gossip net this evening? Any late, new, missed visitor check-ins? Give me a call, WA6DKD. Come down.
N0LD.
Oh, hello, Randy. N0LD. Heard you the other night, but I couldn't get back to you. Go ahead. Give us a rundown of what's going on.
Just wanted to say we got back from our VHF rover trip.
We started just north of Douglas at the grid, Dodge City, Kansas. Just north of there is a grid square corner, and we went north to Waukini. We got stuck in a bad county road that was flooded in northwest of Salina, but we were able to rock our way out and get it out and get it going again. And he got in kind of late Saturday night into Topeka, WQ0P's ranch up there. And then the next morning we shot down to Tulsa, hitting all the four grid square corners on the way down. We operated from 6 meters, 2 meters, 1 and a quarter meters, 70 centimeters, 900 megahertz, and 1296 megahertz between two rover vehicles. And we made a number of other contacts. Anyway, our score looks like it's going to be in the 122,000 range, which I think may be a Midwest record, and I think it's probably almost certain to be first place in North America. So I think we did a good job in the unlimited category for the VHF contest, and we had six people in two cars go rovering. I'll put some pictures up as soon as I get them all processed and everything, but I thought I'd let you guys know how it went. N0LD, back to net control.
Okie doke, Randy. Very good. Well, I heard you at 9:30 calling CQ, and then again at 20 minutes to 10, and then around 10 o'clock. But extremely weak here. I don't know where you were at the time, but it was enough to know who you were, but I couldn't make contact. I tried a couple times, so I don't know where you were about 8:30 or 9:30. I think it was 9:30 or 8:30. Anyhow, it was a half hour, and then 20 till, and then on the hour. But we tried.
There was there's Turkey Mountain is on the west side of Tulsa, and it's right on the line between Echo Mike 16 and 17. I'm sorry, and 26. Echo Mike 16 and Echo Mike 26. And it's a way above the terrain, maybe a good 150 feet above the terrain. And I'm no doubt you heard me up there. And now that I know that you can reach me from there, I will point your way next time and make a contact. Thanks a lot for saying so. And we were able to work 1296 megahertz from that location all the way up 222 miles up to northwest of Topeka, Kansas, and worked them on all bands, 2 meters through 1296. I think we could have worked six. We just didn't take the time to do FT8 from up there. We just wanted to get down and finish our grid square walking. But, yep, lots of fun, lots of great pictures. I'll put them up shortly. N0LD, thanks.
Oh, you bet, Randy. Very good. I'm glad you had a reasonable time out there and almost got permanently stuck. Yeah, that thing would make a good ornament for the ground, I guess, if you couldn't get it out of there. But I'm glad you made it out. Sound like you did it real good in the score department. So, very good. So, I was hearing you, just very weak, and I called back, but I'm only running 100 watts, so that may have not been enough. And I wasn't sure where to aim it, but I did have it in the Tulsa direction, as I was hearing the prior repeater coming in here like a ton of bricks, but it normally does. Anyhow, thank you very much, and you have a good evening, and glad you had a decent trip there. Do we have any other late, new, or missed, or visitor check-ins like to check in this evening?
Kilo Delta 5, Mike Alpha, Foxtrot, Larry.
Oh, I wonder if you were the MAF I heard earlier. But anyhow, Larry, go right ahead.
No, I don't think you, I was the MAF you heard earlier, but I heard you call the MAF, and I was thought you were calling me, and I couldn't figure out. I said, wait a minute, I didn't check in. How come he's calling me? Anyway, I'd just like to say hi, and thanks for coming back. So back to net.
Okie dokie, Larry, very good. And what's the prefix on your call?
Kilo Delta 5, Mike Alpha Foxtrot.
Okie doke. Well, we got a mic. It's a K5MAF, and that's who was giving the call. But anyhow, I'm glad you made it in here this evening. And sounding good. So anyhow, excelente. Come check in. We're here every week at this time, or a little earlier, actually 8:30. And glad to be chatting with you. Do we have any other late, new, or missed check-ins this evening?
5 MAF.
There's the MAF. Hello, Mike. Go ahead.
Okay. How are you catching me this time?
You got a lot of noise with you, but I can tell it's you.
Okay. Well, thanks. Yeah, I've been trying to get in here. All right. Well, just in case anybody's still listening, I'm out in the driveway with the telescope and the camera, doing a little nighttime photography in the sky game. It's a beautiful evening tonight. A little bug spray. It's off, and I'm good to go. A cup of coffee. It's a beautiful night. Thanks, Danny. Take it easy. 7-3, everybody. K5MAF.
Okey-doke, Mike. Very good. No, I knew there was an MAF out there and even drew out another one out of the woodwork. Anyhow, very good with your stargazing there. And have a good evening. Do we have any other late, new, or missed check-ins this evening? Boy, as the guy in the movie said, all quiet on the Western Front. All righty. Let me get down here to the... Anyhow, thanks for participating in tonight's net, because without all of you, there is no net. Again, we wish to thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of their repeater. So good night, and 7-3s. This is your alternate gossip net host, Denny, WA6DKD. And I now return this frequency to normal amateur use, whatever that is. WA6DKD. Good night, 7-3.
W5NOR, repeater.